You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Fall and Winter Holidays. Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, is a rabbinic celebration that begins on 25th of Kislev, November, December in the secular calendar. Hanukkah celebrates the miracle of the oil in the temple in Jerusalem after the Maccabees' defeat of the Greek army, as well as the Jews' freedom in the current time. Hanukkah is not mentioned in the Hebrew scriptures, but is related in the Book of Maccabees, which Jews do not accept as scripture. The only religious observance related to the holidays is the lighting of candles. The candles are arranged in a Chanukiah that holds 9 candles, one for each night, plus a shemus, or servant, at a different height. It is traditional to eat fried foods such as latkes, which are potato pancakes, on Hanukkah because of the significance of oil to the holiday. Gift-giving is not a traditional part of this holiday, but has been added in places where Jews have a lot of contact with Christians as a way of dealing with children's jealousy of their Christian friends. It is extremely unusual for Jews to give Hanukkah gifts to anyone other than their own young children. The only traditional gift of the holiday is gelt, small amounts of money, often chocolate coins. Another tradition of the holiday is playing dreidel, a gambling game played with a square top. Most people play for matchsticks, pennies, M&Ms, or gelt. Hanukkah candles are placed in the Chanukiah from right to left. On each night, the leftmost or newest candle is lit first. On Shabbat, the Hanukkah candles are lit before the Shabbat candles. The Chanukiah should be placed outside the door opposite the mezuzah or in a window in order to proclaim the miracle of Hanukkah, which demonstrated the omnipotence of God. The candles are lit before the blessings are read. Hoshana Rabbah occurs on the 7th day of Sukkot, which is the 21st of Tishrei, that falls in September or October on the secular calendar. 7 circuits are made around the bima while carrying the 4 species. For this reason, the 7th day of Sukkot is known as Hoshana Rabbah, the Great Hoshana. It is celebrated by the beating of the arava, prayer, and marching around the bima. Purim is a rabbinic celebration that occurs on the 14th of Adar. This is February or March in the secular calendar. Purim is a one-day holiday that celebrates the victory of Esther and Mordechai over the evil Haman, who plotted to kill the Jews, as described in the Book of Esther. The primary mitzvot of Purim is to hear the reading of the Book of Esther. It is customary to boo, hiss, stamp your feet, and rattle groggers whenever the name of Haman is mentioned in the service. The purpose of this custom is to blot out the name of Haman. We are also commanded to eat, drink, and be merry. According to the Talmud, a person is required to drink until he cannot tell the difference between cursed be Haman and blessed be Mordechai. In addition, we are commanded to send out gifts of food or drink, and to make gifts to charity. The sending of gifts of food and drink is referred to as shlach manot, which means sending out portions. It is customary to hold carnival-like celebrations on Purim and to perform plays and parodies. Rosh Hashanah, which literally means head of the year, is a biblical holiday that occurs on the 1st and 2nd of Tishrei, September-October in the secular calendar. Rosh Hashanah is the day that God created man. Rosh Hashanah is a time to begin introspection, looking back at the mistakes of the past year and planning the changes to make in the new year. The Bible refers to the holiday as Yom HaZikaron, the Day of Remembrance, or Yom Teruah, the Day of the Sounding of the Shofar. The holiday is instituted in Leviticus 23, verses 24 and 25. No work is permitted in Rosh Hashanah. Much of the day is spent in synagogue, where the regular daily prayers are expanded. There is a special prayer book called the Machzor, used for Rosh Hashanah. Religious services for the holiday focus on the concept of God's sovereignty. Another popular observance during this holiday is eating apples dipped in honey, a symbol of our wish for a sweet new year. Another popular practice of this holiday is tashlik, which means casting off. We walked to a flowing bed of body of water, such as a creek or a river, on the afternoon of the first day, and emptied our pockets into the river. Generally, this means casting bread into the water, symbolically casting off our sins. Candles are lit and blessings are said on the first night and the second night in order to help usher in the holy day. Kiddush, which is blessing over wine or grape juice, is said as well as blessing over the challah, which is a braided bread. Slices of the challah and apple slices are dipped in honey, representing sweetness and hope for the new year. Shemini Atzeret occurs on the 22nd of Tishrei, which is September or October on the secular calendar. It brings the celebration of Sukkot into a state of perfection and is celebrated by prayer and the ending of the stay in the Sukkah. Shemini Atzeret literally means the assembly of the eighth day. No work is permitted. And in Israel, Shemini Atzeret and Simchat Torah are celebrated on the same day. Simchat Torah, which means rejoicing in the Torah, occurs at the conclusion of Sukkot on 23rd of Tishrei, which is September or October on the secular calendar. No work is permitted on Simchat Torah. Simchat Torah celebrates the conclusion of the annual reading of the Torah and the immediate beginning of the annual cycle. It is a time to celebrate the central symbol of Judaism, the Torah, through prayer and celebration. The last Torah portion then proceeds immediately to the first chapter of Genesis, reminding us that the Torah is a circle and never ends. This completion of the readings is a time of great celebration. There are processions around the synagogue, carrying Torahs, and plenty of high-spirited singing and dancing. Sukkot, the harvest festival, occurs on the 15th of Tishrei. It falls in September or October on the secular calendar. The word Sukkot means booths and refers to the temporary dwellings, or sukkah, that we are commanded to live in during this holiday. Sukkot is also called a harvest festival and is sometimes referred to as Chag HaAsif, the festival of ingathering. The festival of Sukkot is instituted in Leviticus 23, verse 34. It is the third of the three pilgrimage festivals with both historical and agricultural significance. The other two holidays are Pesach and Shavuot. No work is permitted on the first and second days of the holiday. The holiday commemorates the 40-year period during which the children of Israel were wandering in the desert, living in temporary shelters. The commandment to dwell in a sukkah can be fulfilled by simply eating all of one's meals there. However, if the weather, climate, and one's health permit, one should live in the sukkah as much as possible, including sleeping in it. It is common practice and highly commendable to decorate the sukkah. Another observance related to Sukkot involves what are known as the four species, or the Arba Minim, or also known as the Lulav and Etrog. We are commanded to take these four plants and use them to rejoice before the Lord. With these four species in hand, one recites a blessing and waves the species in all six directions: east, south, west, north, up, and down, symbolizing the fact that God is everywhere. The four species are also held during the halal prayer in religious services, and are held during processions around the bima each day during the holiday. These processions, known as Hoshanas, commemorate similar processions around the altar of the temple in Jerusalem. Tu B'Shevat is the Jewish ecology day. It occurs on the 15th of Shevat, in January or February on the secular calendar. Tisha B'Av is a agricultural holiday that celebrates the earth and its produce. It is the new year for the purpose of calculating the age of trees for tithing, as shown in Leviticus 19 verses 23 through 25. It is celebrated through prayer, celebration, and eating the seven types of plant produce that are cited in Deuteronomy 8 verse 8. These are wheat, barley, grape, fig, pomegranate, olives, and date honey. Other customs include eating a new fruit on this day, planting trees, collecting money for trees for Israel, and holding a Seder. Thank you for listening to Fall and Winter Holidays. Shalom.